This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.
My name is Trevor Mercer. I've been a QP member for 4 years with Local 2305 out of Halifax, Metro Community Housing Association. And it's a multi-purpose organization. We have group homes and social services and healthcare, kind of covers all those ranges.
Okay, so this is your very first national convention. You obviously are fairly new to QP. Just give me some of your impressions so far.
My biggest impression, I think, with the convention itself, especially national, is the fact that you get to see the rank and file members get up and voice their opinions and talk about things that they're passionate about, basically let the NEB know where our rank and file members have concerns and what direction they want QP National to take.
So far from what you've heard, what have some of the issues been that you've gotten really interested in or kind of cranked up about?
Well, there's actually one on the floor right now that's really close to me because I work in a residential care facility, and the N1H1 kits that is being discussed right now, if QP's going to pass them out, are very important to a lot of the frontline workers. We have health officials that are highly trained and stuff, and they are obviously confused about how this is going to happen, what exactly is going to be effective and what's not. So if we have trained doctors and nurses who are confused and aren't exactly sure what's going to happen, you can imagine what the rank and file members, they're obviously confused. We need to count on our leadership by QP to inform our members what the most up-to-date news is on the N1H1. And that's what's happening on the floor right now, actually.
All right, then I won't keep you too long. So you joined a union, you got this job and you're in a union, you find out you're in a union. What made you decide to get active in the union?
My story might be a little bit more unique because we actually were owned by a private owner and was taken over by the city, and the facilitator that the city asked to run it was Metro Community Housing Association, who all of their employees are QP members. So I actually got brought into the union when the new employer took over, and my first experience was at the bargaining table. It just so happened right when we got brought into the organization that the round of bargaining was happening, and Peter Baxter, our QP rep, came to me and said, "Listen, we need somebody to step up to the plate. You guys need to be represented at the bargaining table. You're going to be it." So that's basically how it happened.
Join the union, see the world.
Trial by fire.
All right, last question. What are you doing for fun in Montreal? Tell me what you're doing.
Right now, I'm recovering from last night. We had a really great time at the pub. We're going out and eating a lot. There's a lot of great restaurants in Montreal. And we had a great get-together last night where all the Maritimes got together. And, you get to do a lot of mingling and meeting people and stuff like that that you're going to meet at these things. Get some contacts for, when you need help, especially, things like occupational health and safety. You get to meet people that are involved in it. You get to meet activists. And they tell you how to get a hold of them if you need help. So, that's one of the greatest things about these things. We get to get together with people that are going to help us out. And, when we're inexperienced, being new members and stuff, that we get to get some mentors and people that can let us know how things work. And when we need help, they're there for us.
Great stuff. Okay, I want to thank you for doing this and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.